Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Acts chapter 16, verses 14 and 15. The Lord opened Lydia's heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. "If you consider me a believer in the Lord," she said, "come and stay at my house." And she persuaded us. How can you help? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Not many people knew about all the things that Miss Davis did at church, setting up for communion, making the coffee for Bible study, cleaning up after special events. She did lots of little stuff behind the scenes that most people didn't know about. That was fine with her. Miss Davis didn't help out in order to be thanked or recognized. She just saw things that needed to be done and took care of doing them. She looked for ways she could help. In today's reading, we meet someone similar, Lydia. She listened to the preaching and teaching of the Apostle Paul. The Holy Spirit opened Lydia's heart. She believed in Jesus as her Savior. She was baptized along with everybody in her house. Afterwards, she invited Paul and his friends to come and stay at her house. She saw a way that she could help Paul by providing for his needs while he was staying in her hometown of Philippi. Why? Because Lydia was so thankful for the good news of salvation. The Holy Spirit has also brought us to faith. He has changed our lives, and now we respond in the same way as Lydia. We look for ways to help our pastors and teachers to do the little things that make it easier for them to preach and teach. Why? Because Jesus showed great love for us, and we want to reflect that love by serving those called by God to be our spiritual leaders. Sometimes it can be hard to find ways to serve, especially when there are so many other people who are older or who seem better at helping than you are. Sometimes you might feel discouraged or unappreciated. Sometimes there might be so much work to do and so little reward for doing it. Is it really worth trying to help, especially if nobody notices? Yes, even if nobody notices how you help, God still sees it. He treasures the little ways that you help your pastors and teachers. He views your good works as a beautiful response, as a way of saying thank you for being brought to faith and made a member of God's family. One day, He will say, "Well done, good and faithful servant," and invite you to share in His happiness. That makes all your help worthwhile. We ask for Jesus' help in prayer. Lord Jesus, help us always to look for ways to help our pastors and teachers. Even if no one sees how we help, remind us that you see and appreciate all we do for those around us. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.